we need to both of us pay more attention to the causes of our headaches and use them as warning signs that we need to break off what we're doing mentally and physically and relax.
Mm-hmm. And one of us must try not to get a headache whilst the other has a headache.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least try to heal the other person at the same time.
Yes.
I'll work on you, you work on me, we should build this all figured out.
That sounds like a good idea. Okay, we have, I believe, two more speakers. Maybe three.
Okay,
so I will hop off.
Okay, my love. Headaches, and all we'll get back to later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will address that when you come up.
We've got jet lag to work on next.
Mm-hmm. I could give you some interesting dimensional lag tips.
Wow. Whatever we can do to work on the jet lag will probably help a lot.
Fresh fruit. Mm-hmm. Mineral drinks.
Real what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably calcium. Calcium drinks. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the protein side there with.
Okay, my sweetheart.
Okay. And you know, preparation. Yeah. Adjusting your body's time, clock, and everything.
Right. Working on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next speaker. Yo!
Yo, Micah. How's it going?
It's going good. What's this?
Good to see you back here, darling.
It is. Good to be back. Only for a few more days. 30 days, I believe.
Congratulations. 15 days.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I am the champion. I am the champion.
Excellent job on your part.
Uh-huh.
Kept our side up.
Yeah. 3 years in a row. I'm going for 4.
Yeah.
I want to be the ultimate. I will retire when I've got 4 gold in a row.
I should get 5.
Don't want to speak greedy.
Uneven number.
Uh-huh.
Mine would be very uncatchable.
Go on. Go and get yours.
All right, look. Hey, didn't you just get back from a long trip?
That's only a month.
I know, but didn't you make a long space flight?
No. I've been on base 14 days now. Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with a jet lag or space lag as it is?
I'm getting used to it.
Yeah. Can you stay on the bottom of your knees?
Yes, I can. I'm going to give you a quick bless. Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. Very good lesson.
Okay. Now, what did you learn from that?
Less movement, more
blade control.
Blade control. Well, the trick is, it's no good to get a point on your other opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
If Why are you apologizing to me?
You're right, Mark's going to feel it. Anyway, it's he brought the sword down.
I asked him to.
He asked for it.
Well, put it this way. I said, I won't challenge unless you bring the sword there.
Ah, that kept things at a more even pace.
Mm-hmm.
But it's no good to get a point on your opponent if they're getting a point on you at the same
That's
time.
That's correct.
I mean, it's just basically no waste of energy.
Mm-hmm. Also, what was taught up there? You fell for some tricks.
Mm-hmm.
You went for the point when there was no way that you were going to get the point. For example, when I crossed under your blade, I went like that. Your blade went that way, and I came back up that way. Or when I went this way, your blade went that way, and I went that way. So you see, don't be deceived by tricks.
Well, it's easy to see. So you have to, you're expecting one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just lead them into believing that they'll still go that way,
mm-hmm.
the trick works.
Of course.
Well, it's a good practice study. Work on that a bit more.
Mm-hmm. Speed. What was the hit ratio? About 3-1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Speed. How much faster was I?
Much faster.
About 3 times faster. Now, I wasn't even cracking up a sweat.
Warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, targeting.
Me and Epe aren't very good, though. I'm still learning that part of the whole sword. I'm much better at the foil side of it.
Targeting. Targeting's very important. You're going for hit, right? Until I said fish. Fish for the arm. You're going for the body. Where were the majority of my hits?
Oh,
my God. Mm-hmm.
Why? Ripping.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the easiest part to reach for.
Right.
If I was going for your left side of your body, right, I've got to reach further, and what am I doing?
Exposing yourself.
That's right. Now, exposing oneself. Exposing to danger. What is the purpose of fortifications?
To keep yourself from being exposed to danger.
Good. How do you make them?
By building up a element of defense that forces your attacker into working to break through it.
No, forces your attacker into exposed positions. Mm-hmm. And that is a side product, forcing them to work. You want to do minimum amount of work. When I was fencing, how much work was Mark's body doing?
Very little.
Okay, whereas your body? Correct. Back to defense work. Defense is the key to survival. If you force your opponents to make themselves work harder, to be visible, to cut down on where they can hide, increases your chances of what?
Survival.
Correct. Survivability. If you're in a strong fortified position, it's no good to go charging out and engage the enemy because you are now on an even playing field, on an even battlefield. So, what must you do?
Maintain your position unless it's absolutely necessary to go out.
Correct.
Business, so you go out and make sure your enemy is no longer there.
Or you have superior equipment or odds, or better tactics, or better suited for terrain. Why am I bringing these things up?
For preparation for the future.
Good! And why do I sound like an officer?
Because you are an officer.
Good. Command qualities. Being able to explain clearly and concisely, as eloquently and as fast as possible. So, how do you defend against your opponent in a situation where it is difficult?
You maintain cover.
Correct. Or you move, you retreat. Urban warfare, something I'm studying at the moment. Very difficult to do. House-to-house combat is nasty, especially for the attackers. Almost as bad for the defenders. But, getting back to the sword fighting, limited movement, speed, deception, urban conflict, deception, speed, limited movement.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, it wasn't just a little bit of fun lesson. It's an analogy. You see?
Mm-hmm.
It's also fun too. Okay, questions?
I'll take it.
My life's going great. I'm glad to be back on base. Glad to be back with my love.
Oh, that's good. So, you know, I'm going to ask you something.
You know, it's hard not to be able to shout from the highest place that I found my love.
Don't you, do you still have the same problems that your former commander had that in the field with your uniform?
Yes.
Have you fixed that yet?
There is no fixing for it because of the amount of equipment that's carried under there.
Why not talk to Kiri?
Because Kiri doesn't understand the problems.
How about Leah?
Leah doesn't understand the problems. You have to be in combat to understand the problems.
So what if you put one of them in a simulated combat? In a simulator. And went through the combat in the uniform.
Do you think we would have come up with something?
I would think so. But it doesn't sound like an impossible problem to do.
You need the limit. You need as much movement as possible. And there's a whole lot of equipment that's strapped around there. Besides, it's not every planet that has those kind of weapons. The guys?
Yeah.
They have the same armor. The only difference between us and the guys is in the women's non-commissioned officers outfit and the ranks. They have we have the tight-fitted groin protection. Basically like a pair of steel panties.
Right.
Doesn't work in the officers' outfits. Because of the amount of equipment. For the steel panties to work, right? Yeah, they do away with the skirt. The metal skirt. The metal skirt is there because of the equipment. Because with the equipment, you do away with the panties. Mm-hmm. With the groin protection and everything.
Don't you feel exposed then?
No, because the armor protects you. That shot was a million to one. Ricocheting off the ground and straight up.
True. I just worry about that.
Hey, if I'm going to die, then I die. I've done my duty. I've kept my oath. Mm-hmm. But I'm planning to retire as a general.
General what?
General nuisance.
Okay, well, that'll work.
Besides, there's going to be 5 years where I won't be able to go into combat.
What, all your schoolwork?
Well, that's not including my schoolwork.
Why would you go into combat?
Mothers aren't allowed to go into combat, and as soon as I finish my schooling, I want to be a mother. So you're talking 9 years down the road before I get back into combat.
Well, maybe I'll figure something out anyway.
Hopefully. You've got to remember the amount of equipment that we carry. You know, in that area, we have our receivers, our transmitters, our little computers that tell us the status of everybody. There's a lot of stuff that is carried down in that area, as well as up through the back.
Well,
who knows? Maybe in my years, I'd be up for another commission and have to spend another 4 years at college.
Well, 30 days, my dear.
30 days?
That's all you got left.
No.
How long do you have left on the base?
15.
Oh, that's right. You're off to 2 weeks while you got by.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Did you have a good time at the party tonight?
Mm-hmm. Great time.
So what happened? I didn't hear these details. Down and dirty details.
What do you mean?
Like, what really happened?
What have you heard?
Oh, I heard it was a party.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, but what really happened?
We had a lot to drink.
Yeah.
We got very silly. I got stripped.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of a better person to have it happen to.
Mm-hmm. I tried, well, quite a number of people tried to have wild sex with me. I'm starting to get a reputation for not as being not as easy as I once was. Well, I do whatever she wants me to do. If she wants me to do the bass, I'll do the bass. I'll do whatever she wants.
Yeah, I'll be like that.
Oh, really? Promises, promises.
Yeah.
You'll have to ask her.
You wouldn't be very satisfied on me. I feel a lot of weird still on my ass to projection to my
mark. Oh, yes. Yes, that.
You're like, did you feel something here? No. Did you?
Oh, it must be a stealth.
Must be class. Russ coming through.
It must be Russ on the stealth pound.
That's me.
Nobody knew that you was there. Did got you in and out.
Brush a wind go by.
She certainly helped me to experiment.
Well, good. You probably need to experiment.
Yes.
I need to experiment. I'll let you get off to your love.
She's going to talk next.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it's going to be a long conversation.
Could be. Could not be. Thank you.
Sweetheart, it's good to have you back.
Uh-huh.
I will talk to you one more time before you go.
No, you won't.
No?
Not if what Tia's saying is correct.
Oh, okay.
I leave on the 2nd.
That's not 2 weeks. It's a good 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Then I will be back June 1st.
Well, we'll see you in June.
Mm-hmm. I do. And then at the end of November, I go on to a 2-month cycle.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mainly because I've got some very intense studying that I have to do. So it'll be January, February, I'll be there. And then March, April, I'll be here.
What's your way?
Mm-hmm.
Have fun, darling. See you next time.
See you in June.
You got it.
Fine. Okay. Next speaker. Hey.
Yeah, Alana.
Alana?
Oh. I mean, Lydia.
Leah.
My brain's thinking on my other bond mate.
Ah. Oh, other bond mate, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Well, kind of, I don't know. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Distractions, that's what's up.
That's what I figured.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well,
my babe said that you wanted to ask some questions.
Yeah. There was some engineering stuff I was working with her on, but I don't think you can help me on it. She says you don't have the military expertise to be able to figure it out.
Concerning?
Her armor.
Yeah, don't understand it.
No, she said.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well,
so what's this I hear about you having problems? Okay, you want to learn how to satisfy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They're all very sensory. I'm very sensory.
Okay.
So you've got to go for sensory overload.
Can you do that with your clothes on?
Yes.
Okay.
It's touching in the right places. What exactly do you want to know?
Well, basically how to turn a girl on without getting her clothes off.
Okay. But there's the ears. Okay. There's the nose, the chin, the underside of the chin, the throat, the side of the neck, both sides, the spine. Applying pressure in the right places of the spine can have some really devastating effects once we're aroused. But the spinal area has some very interesting functions, especially if you know where to apply the pressure. The base of the spine and the top of the spine near the top of the cranium. Tell you what, the best person to talk to would be Kiri. We've been experimenting with different pleasure zones. Besides the armpits. Anywhere where a person is ticklish. Now, if somebody walks around a lot of the time bare feet, their feet aren't as sensitive. So you have to be a little bit more rougher with the feet. If they wear stockings and sneakers, their feet tend to be more supple, more receptive, more sensitive. Now, one way to stimulate the sense is to deprive somebody of another sense. For example, sight, blindfolding.
True.
You take away sight, right? And the senses go wild. Anticipation. Teasing. For example, let's say I'm blindfolded. No, let me rephrase that. Life is blindfolded. I have her tied by the wrists, right? And I'm talking to her, telling her all the things I'm going to do to her, nice and slowly, telling her I have the ice in my hand. And it's something to watch physically, not only the body and the changes in the color of the skin or the face and the shoulders, but also the lips, how the lips change and swell. Tells you a lot.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. The lips will fill with blood. For example, Leica's lips are normally quite flat and thin, and she can do with smiling. But when she's aroused, her lips are very full.
It's like an erection.
Yeah. It happens to both men and women, by the way. Colouring of the cheeks. There's the flush, the sexual flush that comes. The eyes, the pupils will get larger and larger. Let me see what else. Warmth of the skin. Because of the blood and the flush, right, the skin gets warmer. These are all signs to watch for. The easiest one to tell is probably the eyes and the nipples. The others sometimes get missed, you know, especially if they're wearing makeup. The lips are something that you don't notice until they are fully inflated with blood, fully engorged. So, what are the main things?
You've got lips.
Mm-hmm.
You've got nipples, pupils,
mm-hmm.
skin.
Mm-hmm. But what's the main tool to get there?
Oh, senses.
Senses. And I've all learned this all just very recently. You know, I miss so much by not being so sexually active.
Yeah, well, a lot of room to catch up with.
Oh, you're telling me. I owe my sister a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was here last time, when she was coaching, I learned a lot. The warmth of the skin is something that can be very, very telling. Very telling.
Gets hotter.
Mm-hmm. Because the heart's beating fast, but another one is breath. That is something to listen for. Rapid breathing. Because the heart rate elevates.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Breathing, skin temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can tell whether somebody likes you or not by their pupil reaction.
Hmm.
Now, it's not only a sexual thing with the pupils, it's if you like somebody. Now, with women, there are certain other little tricks. Mm-hmm. And that is, as she's talking to you, she's cradling her hair. She's making herself prettier for you. She's sucking on her head and playing with it. She's talking to you. Mm-hmm. Just subtle little body language things. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, though. Well, that's a chance to practice.
Okay. Frank. Okay, last speaker.
Huh? Oh, Kerry.
Y'all.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Good. So what can you enlighten me on this subject that we just started this off on?
She was giving away all the little secrets.
Oh, that's good. What's she supposed to do?
We women.
What, are you trying to keep all the secrets or something?
Of course. Pager. Okay. If she was sitting there talking to you, she was looking towards Laika and she's twiddling her hair seriously. And Laika was twiddling her hair and running her fingers through her hair and doing this routine the whole entire time and looking at her with longing. So we know what those two are off to do.
Well, yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're looking for tricks. Okay. She's covered quite a lot of stuff, actually. Fidgetingness can have one of two meanings. If somebody's fidgety, it means they either want out of there, right? Or they want to be elsewhere. Okay, back to body language. Now, if somebody is looking at somebody, yeah, and totally has their attention, right, and how they move, the movement. Okay, you've got two people talking, right? Okay, they're talking, right? Okay, now what does this tell you? What's the other hand?
If they are repulsed by the other person.
Well, they're moving away. They don't find them attractive. Now, what does that tell you? Right. Correct. How the person moves towards the other person, away or towards, also is a good bit of body language, especially between the sexes. How they, when they're sitting, they're sitting facing each other. Yeah. The long looks, the pupil reaction. The pupils grow due to the fact of taking in more of the person. Okay. Odor. How the person smells. Yeah, notice a slightly different odor about the person. Mm-hmm. Whether it is pleasant or not. Pleasant to you means that you're attracted to them. It doesn't mean whether or not they're attracted to you. It means that they're in a state of sexual arousal. That's all it means. Are their movements slow or quick? If they're slow, whilst they're talking or looking at you as you're talking or they're talking, means that you have their interest or you are interested in them. Now, how they react. Yeah, if they offer a drink to you from their hand, here, have a drink. Have a bite to eat. It is a gift from them to you. From their hand to your mouth. Now, if they sit there and they're talking to you and they're playing like the hair on the glass and they're looking at you. If they're looking down while they're doing it, it means they're not interested. because they're not looking at you and they're sort of like, oh, huh, what an arsehole. Wonder what he's talking about. Not listening. You see? Yeah, like Leah has some very good points. Yeah, she gave you lots of useful information. Depending on how you use them, depends on what kind of person you are. Because basically, they're tips on how to know the right partner. If you're interested in a person and they're reacting in a particular way, right, tells you whether or not they're interested in you. Tells you how they're reacting. Tells you whether or not you're going to get lucky. How you act on it.
Well, of course, you probably don't.
Oh, yeah, I pick them up real easy. What has that cat got? Could be dangerous. Oh, okay. Did she eat it?
She's quite proud of it.
Eating spiders, huh?